armed services expand, defence chiefs are struggling to find men and women willing to serve in the army. The Defence Force has recently launched a new campaign designed to make the army more appealing to Australians and to fill the quota of 7,000 new servicemen and women that will be needed in the next 10 years. Chris Simmons joined up as a 17-year-old and told us what appealed to him about joining the army.
I really wasn't that interested in finishing high school, mainly because I didn't really know what I wanted to do after high school. I didn't really want to go to uni. I didn't have an idea of what I wanted to do at uni. And so I saw some stuff on the army and thought it, sounded quite interesting. And, I grew up on a farm and outdoors. And I ended up going to a couple of, reserve nights and just speaking to a few guys and getting a bit of an idea of what I was getting into. And, it sounded quite good, get paid to be trained and the outdoor lifestyle and all that sort of stuff.
Chris Simmons says the army isn't all hard work. He's also made some great mates along the way. And what did you enjoy most about the experience?
Just the mateship, you meet people, you go through a lot of stuff that you're not going to go through anywhere else, and you form strong bonds. I've got good friends in every major city in Australia now.
The Defence Forces are facing a tough road ahead to recruit new people. So would you join the army? And do these new ads make a difference? I hit the streets to find out.
Would you join the army?
Oh, yeah.
Why would you join?
Sounds good. You see the commercials on TV and, the activities do is fun.
Yeah, I reckon it'd be pretty fun, crawl around and stuff,
No, I wouldn't.
Would anything entice you to join? What would the army have to do?
I don't think I'd ever join just for the fact that all the lives are put in danger and just nothing good comes out of going into the army. So, yeah, I don't think I ever would.
How influential do you think the ad campaigns are that are on TV?
Oh, I think they tend to recruit plenty of people who don't know quite what they're getting in for, especially with the reserves and that. They don't understand that in some circumstances they don't get to decide whether or not they're in the reserves.
Would you ever join the army?
Probably not at the moment.
No? Is there anything that the army would need to do to entice you to join?
No, I think it's mainly the family situation that I'm married and settled in a home, and I think the army, there's too much movement around.
Probably not, no.
The ad campaigns on TV, do you think they're fairly influential?
Not to me, but I know I've got a couple of friends who are considering joining the army, so I guess they work. I don't know, I guess they sort of inspire a bit of patriotism and young people think, maybe that'd be a good thing to do.
Okay, and how influential do you think the ad campaigns on TV are?
I don't know, they don't really entice me to want to join, and I don't think they're really that influential at all.
Would you join the army?
Probably not. I would consider it if I didn't know what I wanted to do, yeah.
Brigadier Simon Gould is the man behind the army's recruitment drive. He says the government recruitment plan is changing as the defence forces strive to attract potential recruits.
I suppose, first of all, you'd be aware, and the listeners would be aware, that the Prime Minister has announced a reform to how we conduct recruiting that fundamentally looks at now making sure we have a candidate-focused approach to recruiting. So, in other words, perhaps previously we've been process-focused. You must jump through this hoop before you can come and join defence.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a lot more about, okay, what are candidates after? And how can we assist the candidates to be successful in their application?
Defence Minister Brendan Nelson has announced a series of initiatives for defence personnel, including substantial pay increases. Brigadier Simon Gould doesn't believe that money should be the prime motivator for new recruits.
The best way, essentially, to sell jobs is to excite young kids in those areas that we know they are prone to be excited in. In other words, what is it they're looking for in a job? And the Gen Yers at the moment, fundamentally when you ask them, they're after a challenge. Now, it sounds very cliche, but they want to do a job that's not mundane. They want to come in each day and find that they themselves are being tested and they are being developed as individuals for further careers. So fundamentally, we need to be able to convince them that what we offer is indeed a challenge. And I'd argue, given the fact that we're sending young Australians overseas to places like the Solomons, to East Timor, to Afghanistan and the likes, and actually take part in world events rather than staying at home and looking at them, we provide that challenge.
There's been a recent step up in the army recruit campaigns.
Yes.
And a lot of the ads compare the army to the likes of playing a computer game. Is that kind of working for you guys?
Yeah, I'm not sure that would be my take out of, you know, what the Army's like. The Army ads have been developed to show young Australians and their supporters, their mums, their dads, aunts and uncles and the likes, that Army has a series of values that stem all the way back to World War One and mm-hmm. beyond. And those values have developed over the years, but they're still as relevant today. So the courage, the initiative, the teamwork and the likes that was demonstrated in the Gallipoli campaign are just as relevant in young soldiers now, and we're looking for the next bunch of Anzacs.